You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tis the season when we see houses bedecked in lights and we hear hecka holiday songs wherever we go. One place where the sights and sounds of the season are concentrated is what's known as Christmas Tree Lane. It's the 3200 block of Thompson Avenue in Alameda, where the neighbors transform their street into a magical holiday experience. The annual tradition began in 1938 and has taken place every year since, except for a brief break during the Second World War. It now attracts people from all over the world who come for an intense dose of cheer.
Whoa. I'm Mike Martin, and I live on Thompson Avenue in Alameda, California. 1 month a year, Thompson Avenue turns into Christmas Tree Lane, and all the residents on this block just turn the whole street into a big light show. I'd say there's like 10 or 12 people that are kind of the core of the group that really make sure that the different jobs are being handed out.
My name is Sherry Hostetler. I help make sure that people can cross the street safely when they're coming to see Santa. And it's a family affair. Our whole family gets involved in doing this. My son is always the elf. We've been here since he's been three, so he's 14 now, so 11 years. He wasn't the best off when he was three. He's much better at 14. A lot of people ask us if it's written into like the contract when you buy the house that you have to do this, and no, it's completely voluntary. And it really brings the street together. We're, I think, more of a community because of it.
Well, hello everyone. I am Kris Kringle, always known as Santa Claus, and I am from the North Pole. And I am here at Christmas Tree Lane, the most merry place in all the world. I am here to see all the boys and girls and hear what they want for Christmas. And I'm going to be here all night.
My name is Amy Fenstermaker. I am 52 years old, and I've lived in this house my whole life. As a little kid, I really felt so lucky to live on the street. Most of the houses had like one strand of lights on the roof line, maybe some cutout characters. It was much more quiet and subdued than it is now. I think social media has really played a big part in that too, just like everything else.
Valerie Robinson. We Googled Christmas lights in the closest to our area. This is our first time here. We all decided to come to Christmas Tree Lane just to check out the lights.
Nairobi Robinson Jr., and I'm 10 years old. This place, so far, is very cool. I like how they did all the details on the lights and how they changed the colors on this house and on the other house, how they did the wrapping.
I started on it about 10 years ago, actually, and my kids and I were just trying to think of something clever to do for Christmas Tree Lane. And so we had a little display that included kind of North Pole things with a tree and like one little elf and what we called Santa's workshop. And so we made this one little conveyor belt at the time that just had toys going around and around on the conveyor belt. And this year I've added now a second conveyor. So now they have these two conveyors together so that it looks like the toy parts become toys with the elf making them into the Rap-O-Matic. And the Rap-O-Matic makes a wrapped presents coming out the other side.
So they go under the table and there's another conveyor belt to take the presents.
I see something's going on.
My display is pretty classic. Just some white lights and some kind of basic wooden cutouts that my husband did all the artwork on, but nothing like Steve and Mike. It is a really beautiful thing, and I think it's nice that it brings all the community out and brings them joy. There are some days where I'm like, wow, this is a lot. But overall, I think it's an amazing, amazing thing. And it's free.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? This something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this?
That story was produced by KALW's Sarah Lai Sterlin and Precious Green. The festivities at Christmas Tree Lane continue through Monday. Santa will be on site between 6:30 and 8 p.m. every evening. For more information, you can go to KALW.org.